Hi friends, I'm thankful that you found our website. Whether you're part of one of our rural Western South Dakota churches or communities, or you've stumbled across this on the internet. Regardless of who you are or how you got here, it's no mistake that you're listening right now. God has allowed or caused or directed you to this site for His glory and for your good. I pray that I might speak a few words of encouragement to you in these troubled times. If you are not a Christian, but are looking for answers in a time of uncertainty, let me share a few things with you. Number one, God is eternal, completely without sin, and has infinite power. God, in His kindness and love, created man to have a relationship with Him. Secondly, mankind and our first parents, Adam and Eve, rebelled against our Creator. Therefore, we are all rebels at heart. And the scripture says that we are dead in our trespasses and sins. That is, we all need to be resurrected spiritually. Thirdly, God sent His own Son, Jesus Christ, who is the second person of the Trinity, God in the flesh, to live a sinless life, thus fulfilling God's requirement to live a righteous life. Jesus then willingly suffered and died on the cross to pay the penalty of sins for all who will trust in Him alone for salvation. And fourth, you can be a child of God by confessing and repenting of your sins and turning to God by putting your faith in Jesus Christ alone. You will be given a new life in Christ, and the Holy Spirit will indwell you and empower you to live for God. He will be your guarantee that no matter what happens to you in this life, you will spend eternity with God in heaven. This, my friend, is good news in a troubled world with a lot of bad news. Now, if you are a believer, a follower, and a disciple of Jesus Christ, I hope to help you with some simple devotions that will generally be 15 minutes or less in length. Some will be a simple sharing of my time in the Word of God, reading Scripture with some thoughts to consider. Other days, I may simply read the Word without any comment. And other days, I would like to share some devotions through the reading of two books that I have read in part in years past, but would like to read in their entirety during this challenging time. The title of the first book is A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23 by the author Philip Keller. The author was a shepherd by occupation for some time, and he shares his insight on Psalm 23 with the practical wisdom he gained while shepherding. The second book's title is The Valley of Vision, with a subtitle, A Collection of Puritan Prayers and Devotions. I would like to start with a prayer from this book, The Valley of Vision. The subject of the prayer is peril, a fitting subject to contemplate today. Please listen as I read. Sovereign Commander of the Universe, I am sadly harassed by doubts, fears, unbelief, in a felt spiritual darkness. My heart is full of evil surmisings and disquietude, and I cannot act faith at all. My heavenly pilot has disappeared, and I have lost my hold on the rock of ages. I sink in deep mire beneath storms and waves, in horror and distress unutterable. Help me, O Lord, to throw myself absolutely and wholly on Thee, for better, for worse, without comfort, and all but hopeless. Give me peace of soul, confidence, enlargement of mind, morning joy that comes after night heaviness. Water my soul richly with divine blessings. Grant that I may welcome Thy humbling in private, so that I might enjoy Thee in public. Give me a mountaintop as high as the valley is low. Thy grace can melt the worst sinner, and I am as vile as he. Yet Thou hast made me a monument of mercy, a trophy of redeeming power. In my distress, let me not forget this, all-wise God. Thy never-failing providence orders every event, sweetens every fear, reveals evil's presence lurking in seeming good, brings real good out of seeming evil, makes unsatisfactory what I set my heart upon, to show me what a short-sighted creature I am, and to teach me to live by faith upon thy blessed self. Out of my sorrow and night, give me the name Naphtali, satisfied with favor. Help me to love thee as thy child, and to walk worthy of my heavenly pedigree. My friends, I hope you're encouraged with these words, and I will speak with you again next time.